Praise the name of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Let's stand for the reading of the word of the Lord tonight. Something that I've had on my heart for a while, and it's been mulling it over and over in my mind. And of course, tonight's Bible study night, and I feel that this is a very timely subject, something that I've been feeling now for probably 3 or 4 weeks. And I started to dig into it, give you a little bit of what I feel on my heart and the heart of God. First of all, I'd like to read from Matthew, the 12th chapter. Matthew, the 12th chapter. Matthew 12 and 34. Let's start with the 33rd verse. Either make the tree good and his fruit good, or else make the tree corrupt and his fruit corrupt. For the tree is known by his fruit. O generations of vipers, how can ye, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. A good man, out of the good treasure of the heart, bringeth forth good things. An evil man, out of the evil treasure, bringeth forth evil things. But I say unto you, that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment. For by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned. For by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned. Also, look over with me, please, in the same book, Matthew, and I'd like to read from the 26th chapter, Matthew 26. Matthew 26 and 69. Now Peter sat without in the palace, and a damsel came unto him, saying, thou also wast with Jesus of Galilee. But he denied before them all, saying, I know not what thou sayest. And when he was gone out into the porch, another maid saw him, and said unto them that were there, this fellow was also with Jesus of Nazareth. And again he denied with an oath, I do not know the man. And after a while came unto him that stood by and said to Peter, surely thou also art one of them, for thy speech betrayeth thee. For thy speech betrayeth thee. I'd like to teach tonight upon this thought of Christian speech. We have today in our world a new fad that's going around, and I call it a fad because I think after a while people are going to get tired of it and they're not going to want to hear it anymore. And it came from the intelligentsia, from the area of people who have more time to think than they do to work. And from that area, they came up with this statement of politically correct speech. And some of you may not know what that is, but that is gone rampant through our American society. And it's come from an era where people have just got more time on their hands than they know what to do with. And they sat around and thought up some folly. And they changed the way they want America to talk. And so they believe in correct speech. But if you look at their real speech, you'll hear some of the most vile, corrupt conversations you've ever heard in all of your life. They'll talk of sin as though it were nothing. Praise God. Hallelujah. Can I imagine some of these people that want to walk, drive around with Save the Whale on the back of their car, but they would scream in the streets, kill the babies in a New York second. If a little fawn was found here in Austin, Texas on Highway 1325, you would hear from that crowd, oh, poor little fawn found on 1325, but kill the babies. But Jesus talked about correct speech. Not politically correct speech, but proper Christian speech. And to all of our visitors here, we're glad to have you here. Just good old Bible study tonight. Just some meat and potatoes. A little bit of cornbread thrown in there. For you that like buttermilk, we'll put that in there too. But we're just going to be a little laid back tonight. The Word of God, we're just going to teach a little bit. Praise God. I believe that the world needs to see good Christians in our world today. Can you say amen? Amen. So, Brother Clark, I didn't know there were bad Christians. Well, God help me. Anybody turn up the air conditioner around here? It's already getting warm. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'd like for Brother Wolfer to come back, if you will, and pray over this teaching tonight.
Church, let's all pray together. God, tonight we're asking you to begin to move right now. God, let this teaching affect us. Let it touch us. God, it may be one of the harder lessons we ever learned, but David said, set a watch at the door of my lips that I might not sin against you. God, it is your will for us to talk correctly, to think correctly. Asking you, God, through your man tonight to give us instruction and teaching. God, to lead us in the way everlasting. That what we would do would be right in your sight, every thought, every word, every action. God, anoint tonight not only his lips, but our minds and our hearts. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Everybody say praise the Lord. Turn around and shake somebody's hand and say, I want to talk right. Say, I want to talk right. Praise God. You may be seated in Jesus' name. Man's speech represents what is in his heart. That's why speech is so very, very important. When a man begins to talk or a woman begins to speak, they begin to tell what they really are. Jesus himself said, for out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. Now, actions don't always tell what a person is. Because a person can work and manipulate situations and carefully conduct themselves that they can literally cover what they are. But words are not that easily to be controlled. A person can't always be on guard for every situation that they might, so to speak, politically be correct in their speech. And after a while, you're going to break down. There may be a country boy out of Arkansas to go to New York. And after having worked on his certain brogue, that he may be able to talk just like those New York people. But every once in a while, that Arkansas is going to come out of him. And I got some good people in here. I got to be a little humorous because folks are just going to get deep here tonight. And if I don't get funny right off, I'm going to be in trouble. I got some good people in here that have come right slap out of the country. You come from so far back in the woods that they have to pump sunlight into you just to get a little light back there. And here you are trying to act like a city slicker. Who do you think you're kidding? Your speech just betrayed you. It's going to come out every once in a while. Bubba, it's just going to betray you. Amen. Bubba likes it. But what we are And what we store up in our spirit is going to come out through our conversation. We're going to end up speaking what we really, really are. What is stored in the heart will come out of the mouth. But I'm going to tell you something. When you come to Jesus Christ and you come to know Him in the power of the Holy Ghost, things should begin to change. Jesus, when He was speaking there in Matthew, the 12th chapter that I read to you, He was scolding them in a way, and He was rebuking them. He said, either make the tree good and his fruit good, or else make the tree corrupt and his fruit corrupt. For the tree is known by his fruit. And He said, a good man out of the good treasure of the heart bringeth forth good things, and an evil man out of the evil treasure bringeth forth evil things. Amen. For in the 37th, in the 36th verse, but I say unto you that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment. For by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned. Now folks, the Lord was telling those of his hour, it's not just conversation between human beings. It's not just a way of communicating. But he said, the things that you say in your life have eternal being or bearing. Now when you begin to understand that, it takes on a very important perspective and priority of how you talk and how you live. Now, hear me now. When people begin to get together and they hear the Lord speaking out of Matthew, the 12th chapter, and telling people what you are, you're going to say, and do it one way or the other, either be good or bad. If you're going to be good, then give it everything you've got and speak right. But if you're going to be bad, it's going to show up. But I'm telling you this. Is what the Lord was saying. There's going to come a day when every word you've ever spoken is going to come into judgment. Everybody say amen. Now folks, when you begin to think about that, suddenly every joke that you tell, you begin to think about, is this right or is this wrong? Brother Clark, I don't want that on me. I'm telling you, it's better to have it put on you now. When you are born again, old things are passed away. Those old dirty, filthy jokes don't make you smile anymore. They don't even bring a little upturn there in your mouth. They disgust you because something has happened in your thought process. And I've heard people who claim to be in the church tell some of the most offhanded stuff until it makes me blush. I don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear that. When you get the Holy Ghost and you're full of the Holy Ghost, I want you to know you're going to begin to talk differently. Come on now. You're going to begin to speak differently. I had a boss that I worked for in downtown Houston while I was going to Bible college. He was a very vile, corrupt man. A man who had no compunction whatsoever about doing what was right. He gave himself to evil continually. There seemed to have been no consciousness in this man. And he plagued me on my job. And he persecuted me on my job. But he told me this one thing as I quit my job and began to make my way into the ministry. I can see us standing there on the street in downtown Houston. And he turns and he speaks to me. I still remember his name, David, almost 26 years ago. And David looked at me and he said these words, "You don't know it, but," he said, "I was watching your life." And he said, "The things that got a hold of me the most was the words that you spoke. I was so stunned and so shocked."
I turned around and I looked at him. I guess he could tell that I was flabbergasted. My mouth fell open. I couldn't believe my boss was telling me that. He said, your speech convicted me of the life that I've been living. And he said, I believe it will affect me. And I wonder often today, I wonder, did David ever come to God? You never know the life that you live and the words that you speak on your job and everywhere that you go, how it affects men and women. Jesus said, either do one or the other. Either make it good or make it bad. He said, because you're going to be known by your fruit. And what he was really saying is, you're going to be known by your conversation. More than what you do, folks, it's going to be what you say oftentimes that people are going to be listening to. There are a few passages in the Bible which teach us how to speak, or should I say also how not to speak. If you will, pick up the Word of God with me and let's turn to the book of John. John the 8th chapter. And let's look here at some words that I know you have probably read numerous times, but let's bring them in here and focus on them concerning this Christian speech that I'm talking about tonight. From John the 8th chapter, John the 8th chapter in the 44th verse, I want you to listen to this. Ye are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. Please notice that. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. Now, what the scripture is saying here, when the Lord is declaring out of John the 8th chapter, he's talking about his foe and your enemy and my enemy. Can you say amen to that? He said when he opens his mouth and conversation comes forth from the devil, he said it's going to be a lie. Number one, the devil is a liar. You hear me? When he speaks, it's going to be falsehood. Now, he may mix a little good or a little truth in it, but he overrides it with a lie. And many times, that's the worst lie of all, is a little bit of truth mixed with a whole lot of falsehood. Amen. But the Lord said when he talks, he's not only a liar, but he is the father of all liars. Now understand this, and I know here in the beginning it may sound basic and elementary, but there is no lie that proceedeth forth from the mouth of God. If there is any liar, it is not born of God, but it must come from its father, Satan. Now folks, that's laying it on thick, but it's the truth anyhow. There are no little white lies. And there are no big black lies. There are no small lies and there are no big lies. They're all from the same source. And if a person tells a little lie, then they're still a liar. Now Jesus said this, if a man is a liar, he's got a father. And his father is the devil. Boy, this wouldn't be welcomed on Capitol Hill in Washington, D.C. right now. Mr. Senator, you promised. He said, yes, I did. But I had my fingers crossed behind my back where the television cameras couldn't catch it. And when they moved to my side, I crossed my toes. He said it was just a little white lie. Now, if you were to look at that distinguished senator and say, sir, do you know who your father is? He said, I sure do.
I was born in such and such a town and such a time. And my daddy, his name is, and he would tell you and say, no, that is not your daddy's name. And he said, okay, since you know so much and you know all about my birth and who was my father, and you were to look at him and call him, you are of your father, the devil. Folks, God help you if he has any connection with the IRS. That's all I've got to say about that. Amen. Say, oh, they don't do. Oh, yes, they do too. Praise God. Now, when you begin to look at it in this light, folks, things begin to happen up here, and that's what I'm fixing to do tonight. Brother Clark, I feel like I hear this humming of propellers of this big B-52 coming over me. And I see the bomb bay opening. And you're about to drop an atomic bomb right on top of my head. She feels it. Praise God. You know what Austin, Texas needs? It needs an old-fashioned revival of Holy Ghost intensity. That they can meet men of God and women of God and know that when those people speak, they are telling the truth. So help them, God. That when you meet him or you meet her, that whatever they say is gospel truth. They won't lie. The Bible says, tell the truth even to your own hurts. Folks, there comes a time in your life when you've got to decide, am I going to be truthful or am I going to hedge on things for the rest of my life? Now, I'm going to shock you, but I wish I could say that when a person gets born again of the water and the Spirit, and they get baptized in Jesus' name, and they get the Holy Ghost, that they instantly become an honest person. I can't say that. Well, Brother Clark, when you get God in your heart, that makes you honest. Not necessarily. Not necessarily. It now gives you the power to be honest. It gives you the power not to curse anymore. It gives you the power not to lie anymore. It gives you the power not to gossip anymore. He said, ye shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost is come upon you. That's why you see that sign many times. I'm not perfect. Just forgiven. I've known of people who have been in the church for a while, get put in a predicament, in a situation, and hedge a little bit. The doors are opening, folks. That's right. Here it comes. You know what's wrong in our world today? Lies are prevalent everywhere. And people don't even think a thing about it anymore. When the policeman pulls him over, I traveled with a highway patrolman one day down the back roads of Louisiana. And we were sitting on the side of the road. He has radar set up. And I was getting excited. I didn't know they got excited. They really do get excited. And their tires were just humming, and this guy come. He was just barreling down the highway. I know he was just in this other world. And it was back then when speed was a lot higher. But here he come, 67, 68, 67, 68, 69, 68. We was watching him come. And I was watching on the screen. Oh, I want him write up a ticket. Really, I did. And 70, he said, oh, come on, boy, just one more mile, and I got you. I'm going, boy, this guy's excited about this. And it dropped back down to 69. He said, oh, I need 70, 71. Boom, he had it. Because they didn't want to get him 11 miles over 60. He said, got it. Oh, man, here we went. Pull this poor guy over. He gets out of his truck. He says, where are you going in such a hurry? He said, my daughter is sick, and I got a call, and I'm rushing home to her. He said, here, sign. He didn't even... And I said, boy, that cold-hearted patrolman. He slipped over to that guy's screen and said, hey, where y'all going in such a hurry? He said, oh, nowhere, we're just riding. I heard that too. I said, oh, mercy. Help us all. That gentleman didn't think one thing about telling that patrolman a lie. But it was a lie. And the devil is the father of all liars. Now, let me tell you something, folks. When you use that word liar in its verb and in its tense, you're talking about somebody who is lying. If you fail, it does not mean you belong to the devil. But it does mean you better correct it and make it right and put it under the blood. I got pulled over the other day in Houston, Texas. And no. He come across that median, and I slowed up and act like a good citizen. But I had a good reason to speed. My sister-in-law left me and my brother at a stop sign where she was supposed to meet us and never stopped, and she just took off. At one point, I was doing right at 100 miles an hour trying to catch her. But I slowed up. I slowed up. When I got around cars, and I got out there on that 288, and here I went. I said, that girl, my brother was so mad, and she never looked, and my wife was riding right there with her. And I think she's part of the guilty party, too. They didn't even look for us. They were just gone like a bullet. And I saw that highway patrolman, and he saw me, and I slowed up to what I thought it probably should have been, and got my speech ready, and he pulled me over. So where are you going in such a hurry? I did not lie. But see, this has been working on me. I'm beginning to think about every word that comes out of my mouth. Everything that I say, everything that I do. He said, where are you going? I said, I've lost my sister-in-law. He said, did she die? I said, boy, devil, you're setting me up. Man, did I ever have a chance to do what I could have got away with. But I didn't even hesitate. I said, no, sir, she didn't die. I lost her in the traffic, and I'm trying to find her. He said, sign. Sign. You know what? The Bible said that Jesus Christ is coming back for the church without blemish, without wrinkle, or any such thing. What have you been feeling in your spirit lately? Come on now, be honest. Have you been feeling a call from on high? My God, I'm telling you, anybody that's got any spiritual perception at all has been feeling a drawing of the Holy Ghost. Get right. Get ready. Get true. Get real. Don't be a hypocrite. Be genuine. Oh my God, be honest. Talk right. Live right. Walk right. There's something that's getting a hold of the church now like I've never seen before. You don't want to lie. You don't want to be untruthful. Come on now. You want to speak the truth. Hey man, I'm the daddy of the house. But I believe I've got as much responsibility to speak the truth
to my daughter and to my son as I do to you or to God Almighty. I believe that I am responsible to my boss as much as I am to Jesus Christ. Come on, church. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. There is a tendency toward that spirit because that when you're living in sin, you have a father. Oh, no, Brother Clark. God is the father of all humanity. That's not true. He is the creator of all humanity. But that doesn't make him their father. As many as are led by the Spirit, they are the sons of God. Whew. Man, I'm glad they turned the air conditioner up in here. Have mercy on me. Praise God. Brother Clark, you mean there is no latitude at all? You mean I've got to speak truthfully concerning everything? Yes, you do. Yes, you do. For to vary from that, I teach my children. I say, don't even lie a little. Because I told him, I said, if you get used to that in the little things, it's going to grow bigger and bigger. Do you know there are some people that will climb a tree to tell a lie rather than stand fat-footed on the ground and tell the truth? My God, it's the truth. And, oh, no, I won't say that. No, I better not do that, huh? Praise God. People will work at lying rather than just going ahead and doing what's right. You know why? They got in the habit of doing what they used to do. Folks, you can't do that. Number one, lies are prevalent in our world and the devil's the father of all liars. Number two, a double-tongued person falls in that same category. Now hang on, buckle your seatbelts for this one. People who say yes and yay, and when time comes, say no, are really liars. People who say I will and won't. Do you know that is one of the most absolutely frustrating things is to ask somebody, will you, and you're depending on them, and they say yes, and you walk away saying, I don't know. I better get me a backup. Because they probably won't. Y'all don't know nobody like that, do you? Huh? There ain't nobody in here like that, are there? No. I'm just wasting my time right now, folks. We might as well go home. I don't know what I'm even up here teaching this for. And we might as well just go ahead and sing the rest of this service away. I ain't talking to nobody here tonight, am I? Oh, I wish everybody was like Sister Harris. God, she just almost says, here, get the biggest belt you can get and whoop me. Most of you are like I was when I was a kid, brother. I tell you what, when Mama says it's whipping time, she's going to have a hard time finding me. And I wouldn't let a sound out, because she'd have to look for me. Her telling the whole time, I'll kill you when I find you. Well, I'm saying, well, my God, why should I show up? Praise God. Amen. And that's the way we are with God many times. God, I don't want to hear it. I just don't want to. You know, I've been thinking about this for a few weeks, and I thought, you know what? Oh, I can't remember the last time when I ever heard anything like this. You still hear this stuff anymore. You know that? That's the truth, isn't it? People just don't want to talk about these things anymore. Amen. Because you're getting down to the nitty-gritty. And when you begin to talk about those things, you know what comes into mind? Discipline. Discipline. You know what we need in the church today? We need people who are disciplined in their speech. I'm going to tell you this. Watch this. Tomorrow, I want you to wake up with this on your mind. I'm going to be Christian correct in everything that I say. Oh, man, I'm telling you, by the time noon comes, you're going to be brain weary. Y'all think I'm kidding. Y'all really think? Because I'm telling you what the devil don't do, you and your flesh is going to. And you're going to say, God, why did Brother Clark even teach that last night? This is the most miserable Friday I've ever had. I am miserable. Because everybody's going to ask you, is this the fact here? You're going to say, God willing it is. God willing it is. Oh, Jesus, I pray that it is. You know what? This message is going to do to you what it did for one of my friends, and some of you heard it, some of you didn't. He had to go in for a lie detector test. And on that lie detector test, he had to take it there in Houston. The man giving the lie detector test is for an important job that will receive money and stuff. He said, have you ever stolen? So my friend was sitting there in a chair. He broke out in a sweat. He said, oh, God, have I ever stolen? Oh, God, yeah, of course I have. How am I going to answer this one? But he remembered the day that he got born again, baptized in Jesus' name and talked in tongues. And he said, nonsense, and he named the date. I mentally recorded that. He went right on by that one. It didn't even bother him. And he said, and he named things. He said, nonsense, and he named that date. Finally, after about five of those nonsense that date, that guy asked and said, what in the world has that date got to do with this? He said, because I did all of those things before that date. But that was the night that I prayed through and got the Holy Ghost and got baptized. He got the job. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So what is this? January the 6th? 7th? Well, that lady lied to me today when she told me it was the 6th. And she did, too. But you know what? She didn't mean to. There's a whole lot of difference, and I want to put that in there for a reason. There is a whole lot of difference between saying and purposely lying and then involuntary lying. Folks, this is why you ought to pray every day before you sleep and when you awake. God, I put it under the blood. If I do something wrong, please forgive me. But the Bible said, he that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. You don't purposely make up your mind. There is where you come to the place of strict discipline. And you set your course. I'm going to speak the truth. No matter what. Praise God. Let's look here, please, for a moment at this Matthew, the 12th chapter, the 35th verse. Matthew 12, you'll turn back there with me. The 35th verse says, a good man out of the good treasure of the heart bringeth forth good things, and an evil man out of the evil treasure bringeth forth evil things. But I say unto you that every idle word
that men shall speak, they shall give an account thereof in the day of judgment. And folks, what this statement really, really does mean is that if you are using your words in a way and a manner that is not profitable for the kingdom of God. If you got a pen, I want you to mark this in your Bible. And I want you to remember what I'm fixing to tell you. And don't you ever forget it. You put it in that Bible. And you, if you got a place you can write and said if it's not profitable for the kingdom, don't say it. Mark it. Put you a line up into the top where you got some space and say, if it's not profitable for the kingdom, don't say it. Jesus said, either you're for me or you're against me. Either you're gathering in or you're scattering abroad. There's only two fathers in the spirit realm. One of them is Jesus and the other is the devil. And he said, I'm telling you, every idle word is going to be brought into judgment. And folks, if it ain't building up, then it's tearing down. Boy, I tell you what, I lost some of you just then. Whoa. Man, I tell you, it's heading up a hillside and it looked like glass and ice. And I just saw you sliding away just then. I said, whoa, wait a minute. Come on back up here. And you say, tires are too slick. Oh, brother, I'm gone. Honestly, I really felt in the spirit you tuned me out. But I'm going to tell you, your subconscious is picking it up. Listen to me. When you speak, it should be for the glory of Jesus Christ. It should be given glory to God. That's what Jesus is saying. Now, Brother Clark, does that mean we just can't carry on in casual conversation? No. This has to do with spiritual things. Folks, when you are talking and you are speaking, you be careful of what you say. I'm going to tell you something else. And please, so that there's a few incidents happened here recently. So I don't have anybody in mind. Please understand that. This has been going on for about 3 weeks in my heart. Maybe a little bit longer. There are some facts that don't even need to be told. Well, Brother Clark, we're talking. No, I wasn't talking about my subject tonight isn't on just lying. It's on Christian speech. There are some things you never tell because it'll be nothing but an idle word that did nothing but cause harm and hurt to the kingdom of God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Well, Brother Clark, I need to take care of some things. Who made you the sheriff of the county? Do you know there's some things, even though I'm the pastor, that I don't even touch and don't speak? Well, if you ain't doing it, then who's doing it? Well, Brother Clark ain't taking care of it, so I will. That was fast, folks. That put the hurt on you. You ever felt like somebody had you in your crosshair? God will take care of it. There's some things He don't need me, and He sure doesn't need you. We just back out and say, all right, God, I'm not even going to talk about it. I'm not even going to have in my conversation. We're talking about Christian correct speech. Praise God. Let me tell you something. Until Your heart is cleansed of every falsehood and of every lie and of idle words and of evil speech. You have left a foothold for the devil to get in there. I won't let my children ride on something. If they say something, I say, is that the truth? Yes, sir. I said, is that the whole truth? Well, Daddy, almost. You know why I do that? Because there's a devil that like to put my kids on drugs and on alcohol and premarital sex and the filth of this world. And I'm not giving him a foothold by the grace of God. You hear me? And I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to tell you how strong I am in this area. If I say something to my children and I found that it's not true or I spoke wrongly, I will tell them that's not true. Daddy said this, but this is what it is. You know why? I want my children growing up with thinking that way. Because folks, when you shut the door on the father of all liars and will not let him get into your heart, I'm going to tell you that keeps more churches from great revival. When you got stuff going on and stuff said. So well, it was a trip. So what? To God, it was gossip and idle word. Yeah, but don't you want truth? Sometimes we don't want anything. Just give it to God. Are you getting a little bit of different attitude and thought about speech tonight? You know what? I can tell the way children treat me by what their mother and dad says at home about me. I can tell. If that child shuns me, then that mom and daddy have been talking about me. If that child runs to me, then I know that mother and dad. Now, please don't go grab your kids and run to Brother Clark. Whatever you do, before he gets out of here, go grab him and hug him and love him. Some of them are too old for that. That's all right. It'll be okay. I trust you. Praise God. Hallelujah. We're talking about Christian speech. Loving one another. And not always speaking truth about one another. There are some things that you just don't say. Sometime I'll find out something. I'll tell that person. Say, well, don't tell that. Don't tell it. So Brother Clark's just covering sin. Oh, no, I'm not. Just don't tell it. Don't need to be told. That hurts more people. You don't know what's going on in that person's life. They may be trying to take care of some things. Bring it to the pastor. Don't bring it to other people. Bring it to me. And then I'll decide what needs to be done with it. God and I'll take care of that. But when you get people walking around through here, well, Brother Clark, I'll tell you what, you ain't got to worry about me. I don't lie. You just put that in the book, I don't lie. You just lied. That's right. You just lied. If there's one of you in here who says, I ain't lied since I got the Holy Ghost, God help you. Lightning will strike you dead. We're in this body, but we don't give place to the flesh. Now look, folks. Now look up here at me. Now you hear me, and you sit under me long enough, and you're going to hear things as they really are. If you put me on a pedestal, are you say, I'm God in God's stead. I am not a Catholic, and I ain't the Pope. I'm a man just like you that's given it the best I got. And I ain't a fake and I'm not a hypocrite. I'm going to be genuine by the grace of God. But if a man says he has not sinned, then the truth is not in him. Whether you do it by voluntary means or involuntary, I want you to know that you're going to have trouble in this life. But if a man sins, he has a mediator. The man, Christ Jesus. If you do fall, my God, get back up again. If things go wrong, dear Lord, pick yourself back up again. Hallelujah. 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 Keep on and keep it on. Try. Don't quit. Don't be a quitter. Praise God. Praise God. I tell you what. You can throw somebody away if you want to. But that's your choice. I'm going to give them the last chance I can until finally they show me I ain't even worthy. Because Jesus said, don't throw your pearls before swine. Till I hear them oink. I'm going to try. My God, don't laugh and snore, whatever you do. Folks, I'm going to tell you something. If we'll be real, the world will come looking for what we got. They don't want anybody walking around with a holier-than-thou attitude of, dear me, I wouldn't get my nails dirty on this. God, that's what's wrong with the world. It's the church's pastor by with a holier-than-thou attitude. Now, folks, we're not going to have a church full of a bunch of sin around here. You know I ain't putting up with that. That ain't what I'm talking about. That's not what I'm talking about. But if somebody's going to say, God, forgive me. Lord, I want to live for you. Wash me again in the blood of the Lamb. I don't want to be lost. Please, God, don't throw me on the trash heap of the world. Please, God, don't let me be like Judas. Come on, folks. Hallelujah. 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 Praise the name of the Lord. I'll hurry on. I'll hurry. 1 Peter, you'll turn there to 1 Peter, the third chapter. 1 Peter, the third chapter. Is this all right tonight? I said, is this all right tonight? Praise God. It better be all right. Hallelujah. Amen. 1 Peter, the third chapter, the 9th through the 12th verse. 1 Peter 3, 9 through 12. Not rendering evil for evil or railing for railing, but contrariwise blessing, knowing that ye are thereunto called, that ye should inherit a blessing. For he that will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips that they speak no guile. Let him eschew evil and do good. Let him seek peace and ensue it. For the eyes of the Lord
are over the righteous, and his ears are open unto their prayers. But the face of the Lord is against them that do evil. For the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears are open to their prayers. Praise God. Praise God. You want your prayers answered? Then let your conversation be in this earth holy. And then you can talk to God in holy terms. Come on, folks. Come on, folks. Come on, church. Praise God. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. I'm going to tell you something, folks. We may stand off and say, I don't cuss, and I don't drink, and I don't chew, and I don't go with those who do. And get up in our wife's face and say, you sorry, low down, no good for nothing. She might be that, but don't do that. Okay. And the wives may get up in the husband's face and say, I want you to know you are a pigsty. Folks, don't think I don't go on sometimes. It sure does. You sorry, no good for nothing. You low down. That won't do. Not if you want to go to heaven. Now, you know, if you're just along for the ride and it really don't matter whether you make it or not, well, just do what you want to do. Just don't do it around here. Go somewhere else. Come on, church. The neighbors should never hear the Pentecostals screaming at one another. Praise God. Praise God. I want you to know that we should never have any of our young men out on a basketball court with a knockdown drag out a hollering at one another. And have somebody walk by and say, who are those guys out there? They ain't wearing no shorts either. Long pants out there playing ball on a hot day. Who are they? That's some Pentecostals. Well, they dress like it, but they sure don't talk like it. I know a man was in a revival, and a woman evangelist was preaching the revival. And I know about it because I knew her. And the gentleman had got there on work and had a bad day, and his boss jumped on him. And he was short. This Pentecostal man was short. And he got up in the face of that big, tall boss. He said, if you don't shut your mouth, he said, I'm going to climb you like a monkey climbs a tree. And like Brother Greg Ballou says every once in a while, I'll put something on you Ajax can't take off. Now, this wasn't Brother Greg Ballou because he's big. But that little sawed-off runt got up in that boss's face and told him, I'll whip you right here and now. And he got to church that night late. And that lady evangelist preached away, and this man was held a position in the church. And he walked in the back door and stood there for a moment trying to find a place to sit down and get out of the line of fire. And she was just a preacher away, and she turned and said, hey! You had trouble on your job today. He stopped. Wasn't no place to run. She said, matter of fact, you told your boss that you'd whip him. And you told him that you'd climb on him like a monkey climbs on a tree. That was it, man. He was done in. She said, you get out here right now and pray. Man, he ran to that altar. Said, Brother Clark, if you'd do that to me, I'd be the best saint you ever had. Well, there's somebody bigger than me that's watching you.
He said, my eye is on you. I watch you at school. I see you at home. I see you on your job. And I'm going to tell you something. When you talk right and you walk right, I'm a listening and I'm a hearing your prayers. My eyes are upon the righteous. Come on. Folks, when you talk right to one another, you got a right to come in the presence of the living God and say, God, I need help. And the Lord said, I'm a present help in the time of need. Because I tell you what I've been hearing. I've been hearing your speech. And I like what I hear. If you talk wrong to your wife, you tell her you're sorry. And you tell her you don't want to do that anymore. You tell her that I won't do that for the next hour. That's about some of our commitment. Praise God. Brother Clark, I won't gossip anymore today. I promise you, I will not gossip anymore today. You know what, though? Let me tell you something. You know how to handle all that stuff when you hear it? Don't hear it. Turn and walk away. Well, I'll tell you what, Brother Clark, after this message, if anybody says somebody, even if it's the truth, I'm going to give them a good piece of my mind. No. No, God don't want you talking that way. Just walk away and say, you know, I just don't want to hear it. I just don't want to hear it. Folks, let me tell you something. When you begin to work on your speech, Brother Clark, the Holy Ghost is going to do that for me. Oh, really? Then you got something I don't have. The Holy Ghost had never made me do anything. Whoa, Brother Clark, where did you get your theology? Right out of the Bible. The Holy Ghost will not make you do anything, but it will help you to do what is right. But once you begin to take that tongue and correct it and make it right and live right, you know what's going to start happening? Things are going to start changing in your conversation. And you're going to begin to speak things that are of God and things that are of the Lord. Let me tell you something. Folks, hear me. Everybody look up here now. Listen to me. You're going to know what a person is, not by what they do only, but by what they say. Just listen to somebody. And just go on and 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 on. And just, and everything's negative. Look out. They're telling their heart. So, all right, I'll tell you what. I'm going to fake everybody out. I'm going to start talking great things in God. You'll break down before the day's over. Because there'll be a wall-eyed devil from the third stage of hell that'll hit you right between the eyes. Oh, God help us, man. It don't come that way, does it, Brother Cagle? It just don't come that way. You don't just get halfway through the day and say, oh, man, how have I been talking? And for the rest of the day, you're going to talk like the Apostle Paul. No, folks. We're going to get real here tonight.
All right, now.
You know what you're going to do? You're going to work at it every day. When you hear something negative come out of your mouth, you're going to say, you know what? I just take that back. Some things it's hard to swallow. And you just take it back. And you start changing. As of right now, you know what you start saying? God is good. The church is going through. The devil is defeated.
All right.
He's under my feet. God is able. I can do all things through Christ who strengtheneth me.
Praise God. Come on, church. Praise God. Don't tear down one another. Fill one another up. Don't tell them they can't make it. Tell them you can make it. God's going to help you to make it. The Lord will make a way. God will make a way. You hear me? There will always be cleansings in the church. You may remain standing, please. There will always be cleansings in the church. Always. But you just let God do that. Let God do it. You just get out of the way and take care of you. That's a full-time job. That's a full-time job. You just take care of you. And let your conversation be so filled with the things of God. James, the 3rd chapter and the 2nd verse. For in many things we offend all. If any man offend not in word, the same is a perfect man, and able also to bridle the whole body. If I say the whole body.
Whole body.
If you get your words right, you'll find that your temper.
All right, now.
Oh, Brother Clark, why didn't you quit 5 minutes ago? You just stopped 5 minutes ago. When you get your words right, you'll find your temper slowing and dying. You'll find that things of temptations in life, you know why? Because when you begin to bring it all together, you bridle the whole body. Behold, we put bits in the horse's mouth that they may obey us, and we turn about their whole body. Behold also the ships, which though they be so great, are driven of fierce winds, yet they are turned about with a very small helm. Whithersoever the governor listeth, even so the tongue is a little member, and boasteth great things. Behold how great a matter a little fire kindleth. And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. So it is the tongue among our members that defileth the whole body, and setting on fire the course of nature. And it is set on fire of hell. Oh. Ooh. Ah. Ouch. That hurt. You mean when I talk that way? God forbid. Surely not. That didn't come out of hell, did it? What did the Bible say, folks? Who's our Father? Who is our Father? Who is your Father?
Jesus.
Come on, hallelujah. Hallelujah.